Stoltenberg is not the only person on continental Europe skeptical of the Rapid Response Force, including the Baltic nations, which are concerned the eventual next stage of developing an EU army would undermine NATO. With questions raised of whether soldiers would be willing to die while on duty under the EU flag. One EU diplomat had told The Telegraph last week, "What European leader has expressed the willingness to welcome the coffin of a soldier who died on the instructions of Borrell?" The diplomat also cast doubt on whether the EU would be up to the task, adding, "Does he seriously entertain the idea the EU would be able to step into the void the US has left? Even with the UK, that would be impossible." The plans are believed to have support from Germany, with the country's defense minister, Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer, saying the fallout from the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan proved that the bloc should get more autonomous as Europeans and can act more independently, however insisting it should not conflict with NATO or US efforts. France has also shown support in 2018 for a real European army, EU army, to protect ourselves with respect to China, Russia and even the United States of America, comments then President Trump branded very insulting. In November 2017, the EU took its first major step towards an EU army, signing the Permanent Structured Cooperation Process, PESCO, a pact pledging the majority of EU member states to the bloc's common defense fund. 2 months before, the then president of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, called for a fully fledged European defense union by 2025, claiming that NATO wants it.